Well, this is the second time I've had the privilege of actually doing a baptism. So this is somewhat new for me. The first one was my daughter, Sarah. And Bill actually led that baptism. So he did most of the talking, and I had the privilege of baptizing Sarah. So this one's a little different because Bill, as you know, is not here this morning. And my son is actually getting baptized this morning. And as I've been thinking about and kind of studying about baptism on a deeper level, since I was going to do the whole thing this morning, I got a little convicted about it. And I was reading Acts 2, and it hit me that I may have done my son a little bit of a disservice, but not by not emphasizing the important nature of baptism earlier to him. Because he has stated that he's a Christian for a while, several years. And as I read Acts 2, and I've got it here, and I want to read it to you, I sensed something in the believers that created a sense of urgency. And they had a sense of urgency in them to be baptized. And, you know, I think reflecting on it, maybe I didn't emphasize that enough to him. Thankfully, God's grace is bigger than my failures in that, and his timing is perfect, so I trust it. But baptism is important. It is important. It is not what saves us, but it is important. And I want you to hear this. In Acts 2, this is right after the Holy Spirit comes and Pentecost is, it's a chapter on Pentecost. And Peter is preaching. And he says, "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." He proclaims the name of Jesus. He is preaching the gospel, the good word. And then the people say this, "Brothers, what shall we do? What shall we do with this?" And Peter says, "Repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. Turn your life away from sin, come to Christ, and be baptized." And there's just this sense of urgency in it that is powerful. And if you flip over to when Jesus was baptized, you know, he comes to John the Baptist, and he asks John to baptize him, and he says, "I need to be baptized by you." This is John the Baptist saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me." And Jesus says, "Let it be so now." There's even a sense of urgency in Jesus' words. And so my encouragement to you all as you sit there, if you've never been baptized and you know Christ, there should be a longing and a surgence in your body, in your spirit, in your soul to want to unite with him through baptism. And that's what we're going to do today. So I'm going to ask Andrew to come down. Andrew is 15, and he described his salvation experience like a lot of kids that grow up in church. He's just really just believed for pretty much his entire life. And so we talked about it. I questioned him, and I wanted to know that this wasn't just something that he thought he had to do because everyone was doing it. And he knows. He knows Christ died for his sins. He knows that Christ has been called to be his Lord as well. And so he finally came to the conviction that the Holy Spirit put on his heart that he needed to be baptized. And his words to Tracy were, "I don't know why I never did before." And that kind of reflects that sense of urgency, I think, even though it was a little bit delayed. And last night he and I were talking, and I encouraged him in this. Baptism is a public profession of our faith, but it's not for you all. You are here to celebrate with him. You are here to clap and praise God for this heart coming to Christ. But the act of baptism is for him and for Christ. It's for his relationship with his Lord and Savior, because when he goes under that water, he is saying, "Lord, I'm uniting with you in your death and your burial. I am showing you that I am recognizing I am dead to sin." And when he comes up out of that water, he is saying, "I am united with Christ in his resurrection." This is for him and his relationship with Christ. And we thank you for being here and celebrating with that. But I want him to know that this is an act between him and the Lord. And so we're going to baptize now. And thank you for being here. Are you ready? Well, Andrew, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Well, upon your profession of faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit. And Son, you are now united with Him in His resurrection, raised to walk in the newness of life that He brings. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the gift of baptism, of salvation, of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the grace you give us through Him. I thank you for Andrew and the ministry I know that you have already given him and that you have planned for him. You worked many, many miracles, even bringing him into this world through much hardship in relationships, but in pregnancy. You were with Tracy when she spent many weeks in the hospital. You sent angels to talk to her. You spoke a word to me about him before he was even born. And I have 100% certainty that you are going to do a mighty work through him and in his life. So God, we give you the glory, and I pray that every heart in this room has this sense of urgency to unite with you in your burial and unite with you in your resurrection and to walk in the newness that you have given. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.